Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. I'm confused. I've been referred to see a neuropsychologist. When I went online, there are many different types of psychologists. I don't know who to go to or what to choose. What should I do? Please give me some more insight into this. Answer. Great question. Just like there are many different doctors in different types of specialties, there are many specialties in the field of psychology. Anywhere from a neuropsychologist to cognitive psychologists or forensic psychologists or industrial and organizational psychologists and many more. But for the purpose of your question and this podcast, we're going to focus on describing what is a neuropsychologist. So a neuropsychologist has gone to school to earn a degree, either a PhD or what is commonly known as a PsyD, P-S-Y-D. The main difference between the two degrees is the larger amount of research that is required to obtain the PhD. From there, psychologists must participate in clinical training that eventually focuses on neuropsychology. Neuropsychology focuses on a person's IQ, intelligence, as well as executive functions such as planning, conceptualizing, abstracting. A lot of thinking skills is basically what this is. Attention, memory, language, motivation, mood, quality of life, personality, and sensory motor functions. So, as you see, neuropsychologists focus on a very broad field of psychology and on a person in their day-to-day life. So, when a person has sustained a brain injury, anywhere from a mild brain injury known as a concussion to a moderate or severe brain injury, a neuropsychologist is often involved in the diagnosis and treatment of such a patient. When a patient has only recently had a severe brain injury and is often still in a coma or disorder of consciousness type of state, there likely is less of a role for neuropsychologists at the time because the patient is unable to interact as much with the world. But the neuropsychologist may do testing such as the coma recovery scale, the JFK coma recovery scale, with a patient. As a patient, quote-unquote, emerges out of their disorder of consciousness state and is able to interact and answer questions more, the neuropsychologist will get more and more involved with all the aspects of what was mentioned with a person's overall thinking and cognitive skills. A person who may have had a mild brain injury but tends to still have, say, some memory issues or maybe some emotional issues after the concussion, a neuropsychologist is able to nicely integrate these two aspects for a patient to help with the diagnosis and treatment. They're also able to perform cognitive therapy and rehabilitation for a patient, which helps with gaining tasks that make one's memory more easily able to remember items, such as, say you're going to a grocery store and you need to purchase a long list of items. They will work with a patient on the best way to ensure that once you're at the store, you're able to get all the items you intended to get through various techniques, whether it's through technology such with a cell phone or as basic as a pen and paper. In addition, neuropsychologists are able to see if a patient may not be putting in so much effort into their testing or into their therapies and can help with counseling on this. Oftentimes on an inpatient rehab unit, the neuropsychologist might also be involved with counseling for various items, whether it's for a substance use, such as someone who drinks too much alcohol, or say it's working with someone in their anxiety issues or their sleeping difficulties. A neuropsychologist is able to help come up with techniques to help a patient improve upon these various areas. When looking for a neuropsychologist, best thing to do is ask around, do some research, see if you can find any of your friends or acquaintances who may have needed to see a neuropsychologist and can help you choose one that fits your personality and your preferences. They've all been through extensive training and are able to truly help a person. Now, if you do go through neuropsychological testing, realize it often takes many hours. So it might be a full day event, or you might go and have it in 2 days so that you could spend a few hours each day on the testing. Whichever neuropsychologist you go to, they will direct you as to how they carry out the test. And feel free to add some insight and input if you feel all day testing may be too challenging. In addition, if you go to an all day testing, be sure to bring your lunch because you might get hungry. As much as a neuropsychologist will give you the keys to helping your thinking and cognition skills return to where they were before, again, we can never say how far the recovery will go and how long it will take. So next time you're referred to a neuropsychologist, you should have a little bit more insight into the field of psychology and neuropsychologists and have a little idea of what you will be undergoing when you reach your neuropsychology appointment. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.